And now a special report on Coast Radio here. We have got Chief Tom Turner with us. And Chief Turner, the reason I made the call today was that we have been getting a lot of comments about rumors of protesters in town. And I sort of did some research into it, and we've had a lot of issues up and down the coast over the last few days. It turned out not to be true. And I wanted to find out from you, what is the instance of it being an actual thing or not?
Well, thank you for having me on. We have heard a lot of this very same information. And we've been in communication with other police departments up and down the coast that have dealt with these same rumor issues, information that was coming out of Facebook and some other social platforms. And long story short, we simply haven't found any of them credible. We didn't see any threats at all in Florence, nor have we heard of any that have come true in any of the places that have had this rumor information come their way. I know that we have a lot of people that are nervous and fearful of possibilities that might come into their city. And one of the things that I would just urge people is, you know, let the public safety professionals do their jobs, because that's what they were hired for. And we hear the same information, and we appreciate people calling us and letting us know if something, you know, if they've heard something or seen something, and we'll filter through all of them. But none of these have we found to be credible at all.
Now, what kind of information could you give people about reposting some of these things? Because we've got a lot of local people that have reposted these comments. And, I mean, I'm not wanting to pick on anybody, but I kind of liken this almost to a bomb threat. You know, is that you put this information out there, and all of a sudden it freaks everybody out.
Right. And the ability to disrupt people with, you know, misinformation or dramatic information is really unfortunate. And, you know, my wish is that people would just stop. If they're hearing it from a credible news authority or something similar to that, then that's obviously something to, you know, take heed to. But if it's a social media platform, I would be very reluctant to put much faith into any of that information ever. And people are doing it because there's drama involved in it, and it has this effect of being dramatic, and here's something that's going on, and oh my gosh, you know, it's going to come into our area. And I'm really saddened by it. It causes a lot of completely unnecessary disruption in people's lives, and it just simply, certainly in our area, it just simply isn't true. And one of the difficulties too, George, when I think about these issues in general, it's so hard for the police to combat the social information, the social platform information, because as soon as you get on there and you're trying to say this isn't true, then immediately you deal with posts about how everything we're doing isn't true and we're doing something wrong. You know, we become the story, and it's just really sad. The worst part of it is that this misinformation is just out there, and I would encourage people to not act on it. If they certainly if they have a question and they have a concern, they can call us. But other than that, I would be really questionable about any information unless you could verify it through a bona fide media source.
Well, my concern is I talked with Commander Pitcher, and he said that last night they confronted a group of people in Old Town that were sort of self-policing and told them that there was no issue and to go home, and they did heed that advice from Commander Pitcher. But law enforcement is the people that are supposed to be taking care of this.
Right, and the people last night were an example of what some of the other cities have experienced as well. And it's, you know, concerned citizens that are basing their activities on misinformation. And they're doing it with the interest of protecting their area or protecting their city. it's difficult to use the phrase good intentions, but they aren't criminal intent.
Right.
They just aren't thinking about what they're doing. And the fact that they're actually scaring a lot of the citizens, to where it's more dramatic than it needs to be. The other thing that I was very concerned about last night with our particular instance is, here is a person in an armed capacity, and they're trying to make determinations about this information, and it's like you don't need to be here. You as a citizen are paying somebody else to actually do this, so let us do our job, and don't make it more complicated, and don't turn this into a tragedy where you simply didn't understand what was going on, and you took action when you didn't have the correct information. And it's very frightening. And what we encouraged people to do last night is go home, stop doing this, let us do our jobs. If you have a question, call us. If you have a concern, call us. But don't do your own activity. Don't patrol. Don't participate in this, vigilante sort of feel, because it isn't necessary. It just simply isn't necessary, and it's not the correct response.
And again, just to reiterate, there are no confirmations of any of these rumors that have been going out. You guys have vetted these things, and of course you've been in contact with other police agencies. If this were to have been an actual concern, what would have been the response from the police as far as you guys? Would you have notified, how would you have notified the public if this were something that were
actually? Well, if it was actually a public threat or a potential threat to the public, we would have notified, through you guys, through the media, through any media releases that we could do, again, through media organizations, bona fide media organizations, as to what's going on, and we would have provided, the personnel would have been in the area and been evacuating people or moving people into a safe area and making sure that, once again, your public safety professionals are taking care of their communities and they're keeping their citizens and visitors safe. That's our paramount duty is to do that, and let us do our job. And when you have somebody that's armed and out there in the public with little information or with incorrect information, it makes our job harder because we don't know who that person is either, and we have to deal with that person as well. And they need to consider that if they're posing that kind of threat, more people are going to call in about them than any real threat that might be out there. And I guess going back to your question a bit, is that none of this has been credible so far at all. And the other thing is that they have to consider the likelihood of, would that really be true in our community? It really doesn't add up that there would be activities like you're going to see in Los Angeles or New York occurring in Florence. It doesn't dictate compared to other areas.
All right, Chief Tom Turner, thank you so much for giving us this information. It'll be good to get it out and let the public know about it. Thank you so much.
You bet, George. Call anytime.
All right, this has been a special report with Chief Tom Turner. Thank you very much.